Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1174, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, in the writing is shir number 326. Okay, so we've spoken about in the past reference to leaving over people, right? In reference to Shinei Makom, somebody's eating in a place, right? So one is eating with other friends, family, whoever it might be, that they sat down to eat together. They did not wash. They were eating shahakol or eitz or huadama, and they one of the parties had to run out. Right, so when they return, if the people are still left over, but the people that they left over, even up to one person, we'll talk about that in a minute. But and they come back, and the people are still left there eating fruits, chocolates, nuts, chips, whatever the case might be. Then the one who left and returned would not need a new bracha in order to continue eating in that same place. Now, there are a few more important details which we did not really discuss. We spoke about the general basics, but I just want to go through a few more details which I found in the various different firms. So first of all, firstly, leaving the people, Lamaisa, the place people want to say that it's only b'di'evet. Leaving over people is b'di'evet. So according to some achrayim, it would not be l'chatchila. So that's one thing just to keep in mind, that it's, again, it could be done, but need be, a person has to leave. But as much as possible, it is b'di'evet according to some achrayim. Now, the Mishnah Berurah tells us that in Siman Kuf Ayin Ches, Sif Katan Chav Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah tells us that the concept of leaving over people would apply to drinking also. It does not only apply to eating, but it applies to drinking also. So this is whether the one that returns wants to eat or drink, or the ones that are still there are eating or drinking. Either way, you know, you want to turn it. Whether the person coming back is eating and drinking, or the people that are still there eating and drinking would also help. Like if somebody's sitting and drinking the coffee or whatever the case might be, it's still good, and no extra bracha would be needed when they come back. Now, the Mishnah Berurah over there also tells us that leaving over even one person would be enough. You don't have to have a whole group of people, right? Even one person is enough, tells us the Mishnah Berurah, as long as the person that was left over did not yet make a bracha achrayna. That's an important thing to keep in mind. They left over the person, and the person that was left over did not yet make a after bracha. The after bracha was not made yet. Now, when the person returns to the original place, and the ones who were left over eating, but they did not yet recite a after bracha, but they, right? In other words, again, the person returns to the original location, and the ones who were left over, they already finished eating, but again, they did not recite the after bracha. Let's say they have to make a ber nefashas. They did not make the ber nefashas yet. So, but they finished eating. So the one who returns does not need to recite a new bracha when he returns and he wants to continue eating or drinking. Because, you know, we could understand, even though the people are not eating at this moment, but since they did not make the bracha achrayna, they still could continue eating or drinking. They're still there and still part of the regular eating session. That's how the Sfarim bring it down. Now, even leaving over a child, interesting, some place can bring down, even leaving over a child will be enough. The place can want to say that the child should be at least 6 years of age. You can't leave over a two-year-old baby, but they're leaving over even a six-year-old, whatever the case might be, obviously in a safe place, whatever, in the house, maybe, whatever the case might be, in a different room. But be it as it may, bottom line is, as far as a child, we're not going to get in various different locations, but leaving over even a child, right, that's continuing to eat or drink or whatever, even as long as the child is above 6 years old, should be at least 6 years of age. There are those who say that would also be good. Another condition is that the one who remains, the one or the ones who remain, did not go out in the interim, thereby needing a new bracha when they come back. In other words, if the ones who were left over, right, the person left and they had to go do what they had to do. Now, but the ones who were left over, the one or two people or three or four people or whatever that were left over, let's say, for example, they went out and they themselves got into a situation of Shinei Makom, and when they came back, they have to make a new bracha. Let's say when they come back, they have to make a new bracha. Nobody was left. Those other people. Now the party that left originally comes back and the people are still eating. But in the interim, in other words, in the middle, they left and went into a situation of Shina Makam, and now they come back, they have to make a new bracha, so then that would break the connection. So if the ones who were left over went outside in a real case of Shina Makam, and when they came back, they have to make a new bracha, that will break the original connection. In other words, those original people who were left there, they themselves went into a situation of Shina Makam, that breaks the connection, and that now the one who left originally, the fact that they left over people will not help. When the first person that went out now comes back afterwards, they would need a new bracha, so that's important to keep in mind. Okay, just real quickly, the Maim Makaymis, so Simikofayin Ches, the Yitzra Alachas, Sifkatan Chav Zayin, we have also the Sefer Zayis HaBracha, Daf 61, Ois Beis, page 61, Ois Beis, and also the Alachas of Brachas, Rabbi Weissenfeld, pages 64 to 66. We didn't go, name it out as we go down the road, as we go down the shir, because there's a lot of different details. When we write it out, it makes it easier to post or just to say the Maim Makaymis at the end, but the information that we gave in today's shir, this is where it's coming from. Thank you for listening. Aslachem Baruch HaKol Tuv.